This is the Arizona Cardinals 2026 season preview, and it starts with one of the widest gaps in football between what a record says and what the math underneath it says. Arizona went 3-14, and the market responded by giving them the lowest win total on the board, 3.5, tied with Miami, plus the shortest odds in the league to finish with the fewest wins. But run the same 10-year model we've used all series, and it flags Arizona in the opposite direction, the classic bounce profile. Both things are about to be true at once. This team was better than 3-14, and 2026 still isn't really about 2026. What was real? A genuinely bad football team, just not a historically bad one. 23rd in expected points per play on offense, 27th on defense. The pass rush managed 30 sacks, third fewest in the league, with a bottom four pressure rate. The offensive line gave up 59 sacks, eighth most. The run game was nearly last in football, 93 rushing yards a game, 31st. And yet the skill talent kept producing anyway. Trey McBride caught 26 passes, second most in the entire NFL at tight end, for 1,239 yards and 11 touchdowns. Michael Wilson quietly went 78 for 1,006. Jacoby Brissett, the bridge quarterback, was 7th in the league in completion percentage over expected, accurate all year while ranking 22nd in adjusted net yards per attempt because he was pressured on a third of his dropbacks, the 7th highest rate in the league, and took 43 sacks behind it. Accurate and under siege. That's the whole offense in one line. What was luck is where this preview earns its title. Arizona went 2-8 in one score games. Their first five losses of the season came by a combined 13 points. 1-3-1-4-4. The point differential says this roster played like a 5.5 win team, 2.5 wins better than the record shows. And the 10-year receipts on that exact profile are the strongest regression signals we have. Teams that lost 65% or more of their close games improved the next season 69% of the time, gaining about 2.5 wins. Teams that undershot their Pythagorean expectation by this much improved 68% of the time. None of that makes Arizona good. It makes 3.5 wins a strange number to set for them. The identity charting data via NFLverse was the league's oddest mix. The second highest pass rate over expected in football, launched out of heavy personnel, two tight end sets a third of the time, top five in heavy usage. Heavy bodies, pass anyway, the Rams recipe executed without the Rams talent. Which brings us to the continuity check, and Arizona inverted it. The offense's identity is gone. Jonathan Gannon was fired after the finale, and the new head coach is Mike LaFleur, the coordinator of the Rams offense that just led the NFL in scoring, and he will call the plays himself. The defense's identity stays. Coordinator Nick Rallis was retained, which means the unit that ranked 27th kept its play caller while the more productive side of the ball got rebuilt. That's the single most legitimate criticism of this offseason, and it's fair to say it out loud. What change starts with the quarterback bill coming due? Kyler Murray was released in March, not traded, released, with roughly $47 million in dead money on this year's cap, and signed a league minimum deal in Minnesota. That one line item is the honest headline of the season. Arizona is paying more this year for its former quarterback than for its current quarterback room. The plan at the position is a bridge with a dispute in the middle of it. Brissett wants his deal reworked and staged a hold-in at minicamp. Gardner Minshew signed as insurance, and third-round pick Carson Beck arrived from Miami as the evaluation project. Everything else was offense too. 5 of 7 draft picks on that side, led by the lightning rod, Notre Dame running back Jeremiah Love at 3rd overall, the highest drafted running back since Saquon Barkley in 2018, into a room where Tyler Allgeier had just signed for 2 years, and James Conner restructured after foot surgery. Guard Isaac Simalo anchors the line fix, the most direct answer to those 59 sacks. Worth naming the structure, honestly, the general manager who assembled the 3-14 roster, Monty Ossenford, kept his job and ran this draft, so this is a coaching reset, not a full teardown, and the Love pick at 3 is the bet history will grade him on. The offensive coordinator title went to Nathaniel Hackett, but it's a support role. LaFleur's play sheet is the product Arizona actually bought. Marvin Harrison Jr., for the record, is healthy after a season wrecked by heel injuries, a concussion, and an appendectomy. 41 catches in 12 games is the wrong baseline for him, and the market drafting him at a discount seems to know it. So the 2026 question, what is this season actually for? Take the market side first. The division has the Super Bowl champion, the Super Bowl favorite, and a 12-win team in it. The schedule is merciless. One national betting preview sketched a plausible scenario where this team is still winless in mid-November, and the quarterback situation is a bridge arguing about tolls. The bounce math gives back close game and Pythagorean luck, not competence. It points at 5 or 6 wins, not 9. But that's exactly the point. 5 or 6 wins against a 3.5 total is the sharpest market disagreement in this division, sharper than anything in Seattle or San Francisco. And the real scoreboard is the other one, whether Love looks like a third overall pick behind a repaired interior, whether McBride's target monopoly survives the coordinator change, and whether Carson Beck takes the field by December with an answer to the only question that matters. Is the 2027 first rounder a quarterback or not? Fantasy names to know scored half PPR. McBride is the tight end one, and the profile is bulletproof in the way that matters. 126 catches of pure volume, second in the league, priced at the position ceiling. And the offense his new coach arrives from threw 8 touchdowns to 1 tight end last season. Love at his price is a bet on draft capital logic. 314 teams don't draft a back third overall to split work, tempered by a crowded room and losing scripts. Harrison at his discount is the talent versus situation argument in its purest form. 2025 told you about his health, not his game. Wilson is the quiet 1,000-yard bridge nobody drafts. Connor's price already says backup. In the game script note that ties it together, Arizona threw over expectation at the league's second highest rate while losing. Volume for the pass catchers survives, even when the wins don't. The verdict. 3.5 wins is a price for the worst team in football, and the data is fairly insistent that Arizona wasn't that even last year. 5 one-score losses by 13 combined points say so. The bounce profile, the play calling upgrade, and a healthy skill core argue for 5 to 7 wins. The retained defensive staff, the quarterback bridge, and the division argue against anything more. Call 2026 what the front office has effectively called it, a year of positioning for the cap reset for the 2027 quarterback class, for the first roster of the LaFleur era. The record will look like treading water. The season will be decided by whether the treading was in the right direction. Follow the Arizona Cardinals feed for the weekly show. Every game, every number, all season. This was the Muffed 2026 Cardinals preview. Every number verified.